Local authorities say Ukraine has again cut off a major source of electrical power to Crimea a month after saboteurs first plunged the peninsula annexed by Russia into darkness. Stefan Boss has the latest.
The governor of Crimea's Sevastopol city says Ukraine cut off the key Kavkovka-Titan line to Crimea overnight, adding to concerns that many of the peninsula's 2 million people will face severe electricity shortages. A Ukrainian operator of the power grid, Ukrenerko, said it shut down the line because of faulty equipment in the town of Kakhovka. Crimean authorities already said they will limit the use of electricity following the power interruption, which began at around 10 p.m. local time, late Wednesday. Officials are concerned that the peninsula will face similar problems as in late November, when Crimea had no electricity supplies after saboteurs blew up pylons in southern Ukraine. Ukrainian nationalists prevented Ukrainian energy workers from repairing them to protest Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean peninsula last year. Besides residents in Crimea, many people in war-torn eastern Ukraine also face an uncertain new year, as several people have been killed in clashes in recent days, despite a holiday truce between government forces and pro-Russian separatists. Adding to misery is an announcement by Kiev that it will approve a ban on the import of some Russian goods this new year in response to similar actions by Moscow. Ukraine's Ministry of Economy and Trade says it has drawn up a list of 43 products from Russia whose import will be banned starting from January 10th, ranging from meat and dairy products to alcohol such as wine and railway hardware, including locomotives. Yet amid a war on the ground and a trade war, the leaders of Germany, France, Russia and Ukraine have used some of the last hours of 2015 to at least talk about peace. In a telephone conference, they renewed their support for a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko reaffirmed their commitment to what was described as the concerted withdrawal, without delay, of heavy weapons. It was their first discussion since meeting in Paris on October 2nd, and their foreign ministers are meeting by early February to discuss peace in what is expected to be yet another turbulent year. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.